General Services Administration is testing out a new approach to host and manage online content. GSA wants the content management platform to help agencies make websites and other applications mobile ready more quickly. The platform is one of several new tools in the digital government strategy. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with details on GSA's new tool and others that are under development. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So tell us about the content management platform. How will it help agencies move toward the nirvana of mobile?
Yeah, the nirvana of mobile. I think everybody is looking for that nirvana, right? It's like the place they're all going. Now, the goal here is to identify what the common content management platform could be and how best the government as a whole can work together to develop it. Currently, the platform is located at sites.usa.gov. We have a link to that on federalnewsradio.com, and it's available for use by agencies today. It can be used by a host of different agencies because it's all hosted in the wonderful place called the cloud. Now, Gwen Costin leads GSA's Digital Innovation Center, and I caught up with Costin after she spoke yesterday at ACT-IAC Federal Mobility Executive Forum in Washington. She says there are several advantages to the platform, but still in the very early testing stage.
We are hosting it so that the platform is secure and it's CNA'd and it's compliant with different federal rules. The other piece about it that's really important is that all of the themes that we're offering on it are all mobile ready, so that we're actually really hoping to help achieve what we're seeing in the federal digital strategy and help agencies do that through this platform.
So instead of saying, well, how would I make my website more mobile, or does it have a mobile version or mobile friendly, it's almost automatically, once it's on that platform, it becomes an afterthought in many ways.
Right. It's already mobile. And you asked a little bit about what does it mean to be an alpha. And what it means for this program to actually be an alpha is we're just starting it off. Just like we don't have all the answers yet, so that as we get clients and folks in the federal sector who are using the system, they're going to be telling us what they need and how to help and help us build it out.
So currently only the sites.usa.gov is on the platform, but other agencies will be on board soon. Now, Costin says during this alpha mode, there is no cost for agencies to use it, but GSA is trying to figure out the other cost reimbursement model for the future. Now, the digital content management platform is one of several requirements under the digital government strategy.
This is a way for people who don't have an open content management system to actually achieve that part of it. But in addition to the tool itself, we have a number of best practices, we have recommendations, there's training and all these other tools that will help them. So if they're using this sites.usa.gov, or if they're using their own or looking to migrate within their own platform, we'll be able to help them.
So Costin says, like many things related to the strategy, the open content platform is focused on the data and not the device when it comes to mobility.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller. So what are some of the other tools being developed under this digital government strategy?
Well, it laid out a series of 3, 6, and 12-month milestones. Many of the 3-month milestones, such as the Bring Your Own Device Toolkit, or the report on the mobile barriers and the gap analysis, were delivered by the CIO Council in December. The Homeland Security Department also is leading an effort to develop a security baseline architecture. That blueprint and associated use cases are being developed by DHS, and they're important pieces to this bigger mobile puzzle. Margie Graves is the Deputy Chief Information Officer at DHS. She says in creating the security baseline, a Tiger team interviewed 21 agencies to come up with the 5 mobile use cases.
What we're doing right now is we're taking that middle use case and we're driving it down to what could be really implemented in that world, taking the actual FIPS framework and working through each of those security controls to give people a playbook, if you will, about how, if I'm willing to pick this up, how I would implement that middle case in terms of security. That's ongoing right now. We expect to deliver that probably in the March timeframe, with the full deliverable being delivered in May.
Now, to be clear, by March, DHS will publish this use case, which will show government-to-government mobile security needs. And by May, DHS would publish the playbook Graves talked about to give agencies help with implementing this use case. There are 4 other use cases in the works. Graves, however, wouldn't go into more details of what they would specifically address.
All right, Jason, when you have mobility, that means you have mobile devices. So is security still the biggest concern, or is it still the biggest roadblock for agencies who want to use smartphones and tablets?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It's definitely the biggest concern and obstacle to moving to mobile, especially around bringing your own device. Now, Brad Nix is the Chief Information Security Officer at the Agriculture Department's Food and Nutrition Service. He says his office actually is in the process of creating a mobile policy, and it had BYOD in it. only for the, when the legal folks took a look at it, they said, whoa, hold up here. This is not kosher. We got to take something. We got to take it out. So as they go through their mobile policy, BYOD will not be in there initially. Now, Graves over at DHS says the department has taken four steps to improve security of mobile devices. She says number one is DHS is implementing an enterprise-wide mobile device management application, commonly known as an MDM. The second initiative is around how they create a mobile app store and a process called the car wash.
That's not just the store itself, but that's also how do you follow applications through the life cycle, how do you vet them, how do you make sure that they're tested, how do you continuously validate them and make sure that you're creating that community of trust where those applications can be exchange with other government agencies. And sometimes in the case of DHS, we've developed some citizen apps.
So DHS also is looking at identity management and access control. In fact, they want to move down to what they're calling the fine grain level, where they are labeling and tagging data so you can really understand the roles and responsibilities of the user. In fact, DHS is applying this idea of concept, this labeling and tagging, to its screening mission as part of a test case to see how it works. There are several other ongoing security efforts to address for mobile, that the ones we've talked about. There's the cross-agency priority around cybersecurity and the national strategy for safeguarding and secure information sharing. They all have a mobile component to them because obviously where the market is, the broad use of smartphones and tablets. The bigger question is all going to come back to, well, when will all these initiatives come to fruition and when will have the big enough impact to actually you can see real security around data and devices. And one more aside around the digital government strategy, agencies are working on 9 more goals due in May, which will be the one-year anniversary, including a government-wide mobile device management platform and launching a shared mobile app development program. So there's a lot going on, a lot to be done.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.